Financial implosions, an oscillating stock market, and the stresses of daily life. Where do you go for a bit of peace? A quiet restaurant? A darkened cinema? Nowadays, all these havens are disturbed by the urgent trilling of cell phones, and commentator Rick Lewis is not taking it lying down.
I have seen the future, and I want no part of it. I have canceled my cell phone contract. The epiphany that led me to this action came during a trip to Asia, where wireless technology mushroomed sooner and faster than in most other parts of the world, and where it now seems every man, woman, and child is clutching or wearing a miniature telephone. It's not their fault. Cell phones overtook and leapfrogged a slower-growing conventional phone system there. In many parts of Asia, the hand phone isn't a supplement to a home phone, it's a substitute for it. Everywhere you look, Asians are holding the phone out in front of them expectantly as they walk, like a prospector with a Geiger counter. They're watching for a short text message to appear on the screen, even though they know they'll get several loud beeps when it comes. Along with regular calls, it is a feature that interrupts conversations, disturbs meals, and prevents a good night's sleep, for they never turn the phones off. Movies begin with a request up on the big screen to turn them off, but they just change them from ring to vibrate. And from the back of the theater, the little phones can be seen glowing green with silent calls, like fireflies in every row. It is an unnerving glimpse into our future. We're given to believe that miniaturized wireless technology has freed us from those appliances that are more or less nailed down. But one person's emancipation may be another's bondage. For my money, a cell phone that accompanies you everywhere and dominates every activity and human interaction is a sort of digital parasite. We haven't been granted mobility, we've acquired a tapeworm. I'm constantly amazed by the people who are on the phone during their whole trip through the supermarket, consulting a friend or relative on each item instead of an old-fashioned shopping list. They're also blocking the aisle. I won't get call waiting, mobile or otherwise. I refuse to pay for the privilege of having my conversations interrupted by messages from automated insurance salesmen. And now I don't have a cell phone either. I don't have to find a place to carry it, like a smoker who is always careful to wear a shirt with a pocket. Most of all, I don't have to pay for it. Since I never allowed the phone to take over my life, I was making only 2 or 3 calls a month anyway, and that wasn't worth the $60 price. Chuck Dwyer, a professor at the Wharton School, was famous for ignoring phone messages. His secretary would rush in with a message she described as urgent. He would just put the little pink slip in his pocket without reading it. "Not to me it isn't," he'd say, and continued whatever he was doing. The professor recognized and acted upon the wisdom of what Pogo used to say in Walt Kelly's comic strip, "We have met the enemy, and he is us."
Commentator and former public radio executive Rick Lewis.